Hachette Audio presents The Book of James, The Power, Politics, and Passion of LeBron. Written by Valerie Babb. Introduction by Valerie Babb. Read by Sean Polite. A note of caution for listeners. This audiobook contains instances where the author references racial slurs and direct quotes from sources who use racial epithets. A bonus PDF is also available.
Apologia. All the terms referring to race, gender, sex, sexuality, ethnicity, and geographic origins in this book are inadequate. They oversimplify the experiences of human lives, but to offer these thoughts for consideration, I have to work with the evolving and imprecise language my culture has given me and ask readers' forbearance. Introduction. I am lucky to know a lot of sharp people I can share ideas with. It is interesting, though, that when I say LeBron James to some of them, I receive a dismissive, "I'm not into sports" response from those who tend not to mix Serena Williams with William Shakespeare. To others who understand how intrinsic athletics are to the background noise of our culture, when I say LeBron James, talk quickly goes from spectacular play to spectacular signification. I might have been indifferent to sports too had I not come from a long line of folks who used Muhammad Ali or John Carlos or Wilma Rudolph as cautionary tales to show us younger family members where we stood in American society. I might have been completely uninterested in sports if I hadn't grown up a New York Knicks fan. Thank you for the sympathy, though mine were the 1970s Knicks. Reading the daily news from back cover, sports pages, to front, news headlines, and remembering the racial tension always on the fringes of a Celtics game. Green jerseys evoked not only a team, but also memories of the Boston boycotts and violence and the run-up to public school desegregation, so neatly captured in a Stanley Forman photograph taken in the same year as the American Bicentennial. In it, a young white man protesting the city's busing plan and holding an American flag on a pole like a javelin threatens to impale a black man in a three-piece suit being held up to his attacker by a
sample complete. Ready to continue?